141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European action. Rangers are underway for Danny Rowles' first game in charge. It's still 0-0 against Bran in Bergen. Not going so well for Aberdeen, who trail in Athens. And Celtic and the Honda Civic will welcome Sturm Graz to the east end of Glasgow later on this evening in another big game. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Dylan McGeoch and Gordon DL.
Yeah, it's a big night in Europe for the Scottish clubs. Obviously a disappointing start for Aberdeen, losing 1-0 just now over in Athens. And Rangers very lucky still to be 0-0. They got off to a good start, Gordon. I thought they were very positive. Big changes in the lineup. Chirmiti, the £8 to £10 million player, in from the start tonight. Big night for him. But the home team there really should have tested Jack Butland a little bit better.
Mid headlines, that was, wasn't it? It was, as I said, 0-0. Bran had the header that Jack Butland saved, so I thank him for doing that, just so that the headlines remained intact. But
yeah, and then obviously all eyes in Celtic Park later on. But it'll be interesting to see how the new Rangers manager goes tonight. Very positive with his lineup. I think a lot of people liked it. But I'm just watching the game coming in here, and I tell you what, they don't look too bad at all. Rangers need to be a little bit careful here.
Dylan, one of these strange times where it feels like both of them really need a result at the same time. They're under a bit of pressure, and just in different ways.
Yeah, massively, obviously. The manager's new first game in charge, and he's not had a lot of time to work on his philosophy and what he wants to do with the team. But early on, he's went with the big man up top. Bran looked like they're popping the ball about, and as we said there, the boys should probably do better. It's a good save. But yeah, and going out to Celtic, what's the reaction really from what Brendan Rodgers said at the weekend? I think if I'm a player in that changing room and the manager's coming out and saying stuff like that, then you almost want to go on that pitch and kind of prove that you're a big player.
That you're for a Ferrari.
Basically, Ferrari.
Get the Ferrari shined up. 0-4, 2-0 to AEK Athens. Aberdeen really up against it with only 18 minutes gone. Give us your thoughts then on all the big games. 01419511025. Yes, these staggered kickoffs do cause us one or two issues on these big Europa League nights, but that's the way it is. So for you Rangers fans, consider it a watch along, as the kids would say. You're coming on here as the game progresses. We're going through it together, finding out what's good, what's not. What are you noticing? Anything different from Danny Rowles? The guy's been in 2 days, maybe a bit early to expect wholesale tactical changes. But the big call, he does put Youssef Chirmiti up front. What do you make of that? And if you can't quite multitask and give us a call as the game progresses, we certainly would expect you to pick up that phone as soon as the half-time and then full-time whistles go. So Rangers fans, what are your first impressions of Danny Rowles? 01419511025. Celtic fans, a more traditional build-up for you. I suppose in a very general sense, the first question might be, how are you feeling about tonight? Are you up for this tonight? All I'm seeing is a real sort of negativity or a flatness amongst the Celtic fans. You're already maybe feeling that way because you'd rather have not been in the Europa League. But since then, things have got worse. And then there's the result at the weekend, some of the other previous scorelines, Brendan Rodgers' comments. Are you going tonight, first of all? If you're on your way to the game, if you're in the car, supporters, bus, train, whatever it may be, give us a call. Let us know how you're feeling. Anyone out there feeling bang up for this, or is the kind of malaise setting in already? On the game itself, how big a game is it? How much does Brendan Rodgers need a win? And what would you do with the team? Because if it's all as bad as you're making out at the moment, what needs to change? I'm hearing criticism for pretty much everybody, from Kasper Schmeichel right through to Cameron Carter-Vickers and Callum McGregor, and the front line's not firing, hence the Honda Civic and Ferrari reference. So what would you do tonight? Can you get that reaction? 01419511025. Does that game feel a bit more pressing, Gordon? I'm not saying there's ever such a thing as a free hit, but Danny Rowles will get 90 minutes of leeway, maybe, in the eyes of the Rangers fans. But it feels like for Celtic, there's a real intensity there, a real expectation that they react in some way.
It's a massive two big games coming up tonight, obviously. And then the highlight that we're all looking forward to at Tynecastle on Sunday, Gordon. But Celtic will need to look after tonight's game first and foremost, because they have come under a little bit of pressure. You're right in what you're saying. There's not one Celtic player at this moment in time, which is very strange indeed, at the top level of their game. It's as simple and straightforward as that. You look at the game at the weekend against Dundee. Dundee deserved their 3 points. Celtic are very pedestrian for me just now in their football. So it'll be interesting tonight, one, what the team's going to be. Will they have one eye on Sunday? Because that's massive. They can't afford to go 8 points behind. All of a sudden, the pressure really on them. So it'll be interesting to see how Brendan Rodgers approaches us tonight.
Celtic fans, are you heading along? If not, I'd like to hear your reasons as well. What are you thinking? Are you up for it? What does the team look like? And so on. It's still 0-0 in Bergen. 20 minutes gone. It's fairly even. Rangers have had a couple of sniffs, maybe Bran with a couple of better opportunities, but goalless at the moment. Let's cross to Celtic Park Live, speak to Gabriel and get the scene set for us.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with the Clubhouse Prince's Square, taproom and home of live sport in Glasgow.
Yes, Gordon, good evening from Celtic Park, where this huge night for Scottish teams on the continent continues. Brendan Rodgers says the club are in a difficult moment, the lowest across his two tenures here in the East End. Their form is poor, just one win in their past five matches. They only have 1 point to show so far in this competition, sitting very far down the Europa League table. And the discontent is growing off the pitch, with fan protests increasing and the team being booed off the pitch just a few days ago. The Northern Irishman says tonight is quite simply a must-win for all of those reasons and more. We'll have to wait and see if there are any further protests from supporters tonight, but they'll be desperate for their team to get up and running in this competition. Making a real run into the knockouts, clearly the aim for the Scottish champions. They face the best Austria have to offer tonight in Sturm Graz, who of course beat Rangers 3 weeks ago. The Austrians will be looking to do the double over the Scottish sides. In terms of team news, Dyson Maeda is still injured. No timescale on his return just yet, but Alistair Johnson is fit and available again. A huge boost for Rodgers. It'll be interesting to see if he comes in from the start. And what will Rodgers do? Will he stick with his first choice midfielders, Benjamin Negrin and Reo Hatate in front of Callum McGregor, or will he shake it up a bit? And who starts in that problematic right wing position? So much has been made about the Honda Civic and Ferrari comments from Rodgers. The big question is, how will the players react? Do they take it as motivation to fire them up, or criticism that inhibits their play even more, Gordon? I'll bring you the team news when it comes at about 6:45.
I think Brendan Rodgers has seen Gabriel's car.
I don't think MDC's his car itself.
I thought you were desperate to bring it up. I could just see you itching in your seat there.
Mate, it's a washing machine. Is it? It's a washing machine with a steering wheel.
I thought it was quite harsh on the Honda Civics, to be honest.
We had a guy last night saying that Brendan Rodgers is going to have alienated all the Honda Civic drivers in the support base. Let's check in with Kevin. You don't need to tell us which car you drive, Kevin, but you're clearly in one, I think. Are you going to the game? What are you thinking about it tonight?
Yeah, so me and my son are on the way through just now. Obviously, there's, you know, we were at the Dundee game at the weekend. It's probably one of the worst games I've been up there.
Is that a bad spot?
Nah, he's on that spot isn't he? Kenny, we'll try and get Kevin back. One of the worst games he's seen at the weekend, just quickly before we get him back. You go along with that, Gordon? Is it getting that stage for...
Well,
for Celtic, good save again, Jack Butland.
Yeah, they're chapping at the door. Rangers need to be careful. No, going back to Celtic, Gordon. Worst games, no, they're plenty of possession. You've got to say that, but I think you've got to give Dundee credit.
Well, let's try Kevin again. Kevin, you were just saying Dundee pretty bad at the weekend, so how are you feeling tonight?
Yeah, it's not that optimistic, to be honest, but I think we've got to get behind the team. I think, you know, we've been used to a lot of success over the years lately. And I think we really just need to stick together and try and get us going forward again. The fans have got a big part to play, especially at Celtic Park tonight.
So, I really like that sentiment from Kevin Dillon. I just wonder how many Celtic fans are as willing to do that as he is.
Yeah, I think there's a balance, obviously, with the... We've had obviously a lot of success over the years, and some fans will think that they're kind of spoiled. But on the other hand, Celtic are in a strong position, and that's when the fans want the club to build from a strong position. You see, touching down south, like Alex Ferguson and stuff, when they were winning leagues and stuff like that, they were always constantly adding to their squad. And that's what Celtic fans want. They obviously put their money in week in, week out. They spend their money everywhere they go. And they obviously, you see the accounts with the money they've got in the bank and stuff. They've got a lot of money there to spend. So they just want to see it on the pitch. And you're in a situation where you get rid of basically your best striker. You've got a few wingers that you're missing. And you're in a situation where probably boys that are on the bench, expected to be on the bench, are now starting in big games for Celtic. So I can see the frustration both ways. But when you've got that sort of money, the fans just want to see it on the pitch.
I like your optimism, Kevin. Is the reality likely to be, though, that if it doesn't start well tonight, it'll be a pretty negative place, and I don't even know what it'll be like to begin with?
Yeah, it is going to be negative. I think we need to get off to a good start. I think we need to show a bit more speed in the play. I think some of the backward passing, the sideway passing, it can be quite slow, tentative, and I think it's really down to the players tonight to give us something to cheer about early on. I really do. And listen, I get the comments about the board spending money, etc., and it wasn't great in the summer, and I think we should be building. However, do you not think that that's perhaps Celtic board know that Rodgers isn't going to be there next season and didn't want to give him more money to spend? I mean, a lot of his signings haven't really lived up to the price tag.
Well, I think what we've seen, Gordon, very quickly, the number of fans on here, certainly, and in social media, that are now switching their focus from the board and from the spending to the man in the dugout. It feels like that really grew quite significantly since the weekend. Maybe rightly accelerated so by the car comment, I don't know.
Rightly so, I do agree. I know that Brendan Rodgers was disappointed, so was his Celtic fans. I agree with that, because they should have had their business done quicker and probably more quality brought into the building. But domestically, you're not telling me. Celtic are a bore fest just now. You know, it'll be interesting to see how many Celtic fans go along tonight to Celtic Park.
I think they've got a fast start in them. You know, Kevin talks about trying to give the, or I can't remember if it was Kevin or Dylan, sorry, saying about obviously giving the fans something. We always talk about these European nights and how important the Celtic Park atmosphere is and all that sort of stuff. Very quickly, it feels almost, oh my goodness, AEK Athens are 3-0 up on Aberdeen. 27
They've got
minutes
a fast
gone.
Start in
They've
there.
Had a fast start. The Celtic have a fast start in them at the moment, do you think?
At the moment, you can't see it. But if you see their team and the quality they've got, yes, they could probably get a fast start somewhere. But at this moment in time, they don't seem to have that. It's incredible that you couldn't pick one Celtic player top of their form.
No.
When was the last time you ever could say that?
Where's the balance then between that being Brendan Rodgers' fault
and the players,
and him not only dealing with a squad that is ill-equipped in some areas, as we've all acknowledged, but also the guys he thought he could rely on or not?
Yeah.
But then, is that his fault? I don't know, because that's ultimately what a manager kind of does or takes responsibility for as well.
It's as simple as this. You're a manager, you take the most responsibility. You pick the team, you pick the tactics, you make the substitutions. Forget about what's happening with the board and the recruitment and everything like that. When you go on the pitch, and I'm not being disrespectful because I thought Dundee were brilliant and well done to them, but you've got enough there to go out and play at least decent football. They're boring the Celtic fans. They really are boring the Celtic fans. They've no right to go out and win any game. It never happens. But they don't even look like they're earning the right to go and win a game for me.
Nah, definitely for me as well. I think like Celtic, maybe a year and a half ago, that rock and roll football, early starts, first 20 minutes, they were blowing teams away. Now it's kind of passing about the back and fans are getting frustrated. And I think obviously the manager's got to take some of the blame as well. And we spoke obviously about the transfer activity, it's not been good. But now, as you said, it's switched to the manager and the fans want to see more. There's more than enough on
see,
the pitch.
See, one of the worrying aspects as well for me, Gordon, is you always depended on Celtic. If they got to that 60-70 minute mark, brought substitutions on, made such a difference, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, changed the game if it needed changed, and the pace and scoring goals. They're not even making, even the substitutions.
Teams are petrified. Yeah. Like 6 months ago, you see it, like over a year ago, like gets to 60-70 minutes, maybe it's one each or a tight game. They're bringing on Jota. They're bringing three players on that potentially could start.
Kevin, are there tweaks there? Are there things you think Brendan Rodgers can do that fix this at the moment?
Well, I don't think it matters who's on the pitch for me. I think you've seen it yourselves that when substitutions come on, no matter who starts, it seems to be exactly the same style of football, which always makes me think, is it Rodgers' tactics? Is it just the squad as a whole? Is, you know, there's a bit of a lull I don't know. I don't see it, guys, to be honest with you. No, I don't think there's much you can do. Maybe the formation, maybe a three at the back just to change things up slightly.
Did it in-game, didn't he, in the...
The
Braga
game.
It didn't make any difference, did it?
No, I don't think. I know what Kevin's saying. I think everybody would be thinking the same. Change something. I don't think a change of formation is going to make any difference to Celtic. I think it's down to the fact that they need to move the ball a lot quicker. As I keep using the word pedestrian, that's what they are. And then you get against teams that are well organised, will just get in there, defend against it. They look like they can concede goals except plays as well.
And that's now the other thing, isn't it? Because it's fine if the hardest thing probably is breaking teams down and, you know, the odd nil-nil here and there, but the weekend's a good example of you that you're then conceding at the other end. That's clearly a massive issue.
You look at the amount of, stats on what they had in the ball, the possession-based Celtic had. The massive... possession
in the 90s at one point. Exactly. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
And the second half it was,
I don't think anybody watching the game, being at the game, thought the Celtic were going to get back in it.
Decent chance, Rangers, probably their best chance. It was a nice curve ball. Chermiti, who's in from the start, you're probably looking for him to do better. He's unmarked, he's about 8 yards out. He does head it down, but almost too far down, too central. Gordon, bounces up into the keeper's arms.
Let me tell you now, that's poor.
But you're a goal machine.
Look, and I'm not going to give it the usual. If you pay $10 million, right. The lad's not had a lot of game time. I thought he got to sell into a great position. Brilliant. Got to do better.
Okay, let's thank Kevin and bring in Jamie and get his thoughts on Celtic. What are the enthusiasm levels like from you, Jamie?
It's not very good at the moment, Gordon. I'll no lie. It's difficult to feel excited about watching Celtic at the minute. But for me, as I was just saying to the producer there before I came on, and what I was going to ask you as well, and the previous caller's kind of touched on it a little bit as well. Me, Brendan Rodgers just looks like a guy that's just going through the motions, Celtic at the minute. Because I think in Brendan's head, Brendan was all about, well, Celtic fans hate me for how I left, but I can come back, I can see out my contract. And there's a mixture, as I say, of sort of going through the motions and complacency there, because he's like thinking, it's fine, we're the strongest team in the league. Like financially, and we'll get a good squad, we'll probably win all the titles, I'll be able to walk away having won 3 leagues in a row and move on and all will be forgiven. I'm certainly not in that camp, and I'll be honest with you, I never ever wanted Brendan Rodgers back. But as I say, with the comments that he's made about the Honda Civic at the weekend, which I just think was a bizarre statement to come out and say, especially when it's, I don't think it is the players that are the problem, I do think it's the tactics, and I think it's the fact that Brendan's just kind of out of ideas. Really, and how we look so blunt in attack. Everything, and everybody said this as well, it's the horseshoe stuff, similar to what we heard about Van Bronckhorst at Rangers. It's just working it across the park and working it all the way back across and just hoping that eventually you get a bit of space. But
do you think's changed, Jamie? I've been asking all the pundits that this week though, because I assume, and maybe I'm just naive, maybe I've missed something, I assume Brendan Rodgers is trying to get them to play the same as they did against Bayern Munich in January, right? I would be very surprised if he suddenly was deliberately not doing that. So why is it not working anymore? And if it is just something that's stopped working, is that not also on the players or the quality of the squad?
I think there's a couple of things that are different. I think Tierney being swapped out for Greg Taylor is a big change to the team, because you've got two very different left backs there. And I think the way that Greg Taylor played and the team complemented the midfield quite well, and it freed up space for guys like McGregor and Hatate to drop back and link up with the forward players. So I think that's having an impact, as much as I'm a huge Tierney fan, and I was thrilled to have him back at the club. It's a completely different style of play down the left-hand side. And I think as well, and I don't know if Celtic fans will be happy to hear this or necessarily agree with me, but I think Callum McGregor's passed it. I think Callum McGregor's just no longer that force that he was in the middle of the park. I don't think he's got the legs anymore. And I think there needs to be a rotation in there, but he's sort of, and I understand it, Callum McGregor is the captain, he's Mr. Celtic, I completely understand why he's there and why Rodgers is backing him, but I just think for me, I think Callum McGregor's, he's on the wind down now, and I think a lot of that, I think, is to do with the amount of games that McGregor's played over the last sort of 4 or 5 years. He plays every single game, every single week, and has done, as I say, for the best part of probably a decade for Celtic now.
Does that, in Jamie's answer there then, does that not sum up maybe the scale of the issues? Because again, to go back to it, if you're the manager, you just need to take the flack. That is the way it is. But then Jamie's admitted that in his mind, they now don't have a Callum McGregor that functions the way Callum McGregor used to. and they don't have a left back that plays the role the way they used to. So have the tactics been deliberately changed, or is the personnel now not there or on form enough to carry it out the way they did last season?
I think Brendan, when Greg Taylor decided obviously to move on and they signed Tierney, I honestly thought at the time that Tierney would play left centre half, because I thought at times that was probably Celtic's weakest part of the team, when Carter Vickers and then Scales, to be fair to him, has done okay. But I thought if they were going to strengthen it, it'd be that left sided centre half. So I thought they would manage to get the Greg Taylor over the line. Tierney would play left centre half, and Greg Taylor can still play that inverted fullback role, which you see the numbers Maeda was hitting last year with that kind of system on the left hand side. It was causing teams problems. Now, obviously, with Tierney, we've been over it before, he's playing like an out and out left back. It changes Celtic's whole game. There's nothing really in the middle of the pitch, or the straight ball.
Does that show you where Celtic are at this moment in time? I'm not being disrespectful. I know what Jamie's saying. Greg Taylor, I've heard this a couple of times, has become such an important loss to Celtic. Right. Callum McGregor, I totally agree. I think that Callum McGregor has and still can and still will be, because he's still a terrific footballer, right? But he's well off it, like most of them. I think sometimes you need to rotate. I think a lot of fans out there are sitting quietly because of what Callum McGregor's given and the sort of player he is. And he's a brilliant player, but he needs taking out the team.
Do they have someone that can do the role even as well as an off-it Callum McGregor? Is that not the issue?
Well, I don't think so. No way.
No. I think Bernardo can get in there and play. I really do. Put it this way, I don't think he'd be any worse just now than what Callum McGregor is. But I'm not picking, because Carter Vickers, massive player for him, off it as well.
Yeah.
Schmeichel, come in, terrific goalkeeper. Looks like they're a mistake every game on him now, so they're all at it.
Jamie doesn't sound like he's up for it too much tonight, which is perhaps understandable. How do the rest of you feel? Give us a call. We're about 10 minutes away from the break in Bergen. It's still goalless. Rangers have grown into it a bit more. The home side also looked dangerous. We'll reflect a bit more when we return.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
3 minutes until the break, and Rangers trail in Norway. Danny Rowles' first goal action is into Jack Butland rather than at the other end. It was not pretty, Gordon Dalziel.
No, it wasn't. It was just a long ball down the left-hand side. They got a little bit of, you know, a bit of luck. The ball goes into the middle of the goals and it's deflection. The lads got simple tapping. We're looking at the screen. Where's the fullbacks? Where is Rangers' fullbacks there? Too easy. I think the manager will look at that and think, we cannot defend like that because it's too easy to give up goals, especially away from home, especially in Europe, just before half-time as well, because you rightly said, Gordon, just before we went into the break, Rangers were starting to grow into the game a little bit. That's a massive blow.
Yeah, you see it there. The boys get half a pitch to run in behind Tavernier, and then it obviously gets a bit of luck, get ricochets to the back post, but even when you're watching the replays, you can't even see the left-back in the picture.
Yeah, there's an element of misfortune for Rangers in that the Bran attacker actually makes a real mess of the finish and he can't get it away, but what that does is it allows it to just trundle towards the back post. As the guys have said, Magoma, he's not in the shot at any point. You genuinely can't see where he is. Nico Raskin tries to track back and it just gets tapped into an empty net. The home side, are they just about worthy of that?
I think so.
Fair.
I think so. You were right in what you said. I thought Rangers had a great chance.
They came into it, yeah.
You know, but they look the better of the two teams so far. Possession wise as well. But listen, it's still 1-0, so there's plenty of time to get back in the game.
We'll hopefully get the half time picture from the stadium with Andrew McLean, but let's bring in Martin on the line first of all. Hi Martin.
Hiya, how you doing?
Good, Martin. What are you thinking about the Celtic game tonight then?
Well, I'm one of the ones that's going to it tonight. I'm not holding out much hope, if I'm being honest. It's, you know, we spoke about, especially more since the Dundee game, the way the team's playing, it's just not great at all. But the main point I wanted to make was, it was about Brendan Rodgers. We can all talk about the board and the lack of money spent, but as you say, he's still in charge of these players. And what I'm wondering is, if it's any other manager, now Brendan Rodgers has been great for Celtic, won a lot of trophies, he's been great. But if it was any other managers, would they survive if we lose against Hearts, 8 points behind in the league, and if we lose against Rangers, put the cup in the semi-final? Would any other manager survive that?
Right, just to clarify your hypothetical, you're not saying you would have binned them yesterday, but you're saying if he lost those two games, that would change.
Yeah, and tonight, I suppose it'll be disappointing if we win tonight, but more importantly for me, I'm thinking about Hearts in the Rangers game, and especially if we lose all three, we're sitting, we'll be almost bottom of the Europa League, 8 points behind Hearts in October, and potentially out the semi-final as well.
Gordon, what do you think?
I think Martin will not be alone with the thoughts of that. I think if he loses Tynecastle at the weekend, goes 8 points behind, semi-final against Rangers, could go either way, because right now both teams are, for me, really, really poor. He comes under a lot of pressure.
How much?
Massive. I'm sitting the fence a little bit. I don't think they'll get rid of him. I think the supporters are already starting to look at Brendan Rodgers, and I've said it for ages here. I think Brendan Rodgers has played the game very cleverly, right? I think he's hid behind the board and the fans split, and he's went under the radar, and I think that the fans are now starting to see that, and they're starting to ask questions of the manager. Listen, he's a good manager. He's won a lot of trophies up here. He's been very successful. So he has to stand up to that reputation.
I think this issue's complicated, Dylan, right now, because it's not just about saying, are the results bad enough to sack the manager? It's also about, why is he saying these things?
Yeah.
Is he at war with the board? Is there a split there? He says there's not, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on. His contract picture, is up.
Yeah, I think it's the big picture. I think just on results, obviously not. They're a couple of points off Hearts. If they go and win it at the weekend, they're right back in it. Do you know what I mean? They're probably favourites to go and win the league. But I think it's just all the little things in the last year that's just not sitting right with the fans, and obviously the transfer activity, and been over it a million times. But the little things that he's coming out, the statement he made at the weekend, I don't think Brendan Rodgers makes that statement a year ago.
Yeah,
I don't think he makes that.
It is a huge period, Martin, isn't it? Because if we're being fair, right, if it was just the league, and I know it would be 8 points and it would be incredible, Celtic could claw 8 points back, right, and then they could win the league from there. However, as you say, if that came at the same time, because if tonight goes wrong, I've not looked at the arithmetic, but I don't think they'd have much of a chance of progressing in the Europa League if tonight goes wrong, and then if you didn't make it to the League Cup final. So it feels like the next couple of weeks are massive.
Yeah, I think. And what worries me, if we go 8 points behind, obviously, and lose tonight, I already kind of see where the goals are coming from. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't think Iheanacho is the answer. At the end of the day, my opinion is, if you're at a club at Celtic, you shouldn't be signing free agents as your starting striker. So that obviously worries me. But it's just, as well, the whole style of play, everything, I just don't see where the improvement's going to come from. And also, as well, if Roger doesn't stay in beyond the summer, are the board going to give Roger, throw money at
January,
Roger in January, yeah, to try and call it all back if he's not going to be here?
It's a good question, Martin. We'll leave it there. Enjoy the game if you can. Let's cross live to Bergen and get the halftime picture from Andrew McLean. Oh, he's just disappeared. Where is he? We'll try and get him back. Anyway, the halftime whistle is gone. Before I get the eyewitness account, the headline is this, Gordon: Rangers trail by a goal to nil. What have you made of it?
Yeah, I thought Rangers got off to a good start, I've got to say. A lot of changes, obviously, in the lineup. Chermiti in for a big game tonight, but unfortunately couldn't get the back in it.
Right, let's try Andrew again. Andrew, can you hear us?
Maybe.
No. Oh, see the wonders of modern technology.
He's probably standing the pie stall. But
I think he is.
I thought the home side, Gordon, deserved to get 1-0. It was a little bit luck with the goal, but you've got to question the Rangers defending. Two fullbacks caught in no man's land and caused all sorts of problems.
Branagh had 10 attempts in the first half to Rangers 5.
There was actually a little angle of the goal there that made me wonder if it was a last minute disguised pass, but I don't think so. I think he makes a mess of it.
I'd be claiming if it was me.
Right, come on, one last chance. Third time lucky, Andrew McLean.
Bran 1, Rangers 0, the halftime score in Norway. Danny Rule is behind in his opening 45 minutes as Rangers head coach, and the hosts do deserve it on the balance of play. They've created the better chances in this game so far. Just looking at Danny Rule's tactics, it was obvious from the off that they were trying to get the ball forward quickly. Jack Butland was playing it long at times. He was trying to find Tello Asgard as well, who was finding pockets of space in midfield, but no real chances created from them early on. Raskin with a couple of bites at it from a corner, all they could really show for it up until that stage. Bran then really started to step things up Ulrik Mathiesen with a header from point blank range that Jack Butland had to beat away. Butland then had to be alert again 25 minutes in when Bard Finn got the ball in the box. Tight angle, a powerful shot. Butland managed to get his hand to that one as well. Yusuf Chermiti was chosen to start this one ahead of Bojan Majovski, and he had a decent opening when Nico Raskin curled a lovely ball over the top of the Brann defence, but Chermiti's header was really tame and he should have done a lot better with that one. And then 5 minutes before the break, that's when Rangers conceded, and it was a cheap goal to concede as well. Finn was played through a wide open gap in the Rangers defence. He looked all set to shoot. It looked as if he maybe made a bit of a mess of it. He'll probably claim, as you guys said, that he squared the ball, but it broke towards the arriving Emil Kornvik, who provided the finishing touch. The Rangers fullbacks nowhere to be seen during that passage of play. It was poor defending and a big blow going into the break. The halftime score in Norway is Brann 1, Rangers 0.
You can see the full picture, Andrew. We don't get the luxury of it watching on TV. I don't want to hang this guy out to dry because there might be other people, but where was Jaden Magoma? Where was Rangers left side when that goal went in?
Yeah, I think the problem is actually both sides. I mean, Jaden Magoma, as you said, was just nowhere to be seen. He was caught high up the pitch. James Tavernier had tucked in quite a lot, and it created a strange gap between the right back and the right centre-back, John Souter, and it was just that easy ball that was played through, so much so that I think the Rangers defenders were looking at each other as if, oh, surely the flag's going to go up here, because if not, we've made a real mistake. And it was a real mistake that they'd made, and at that point, Brann looked certain to score. They made a bit of a mess of it, as we said, but yeah, it was really poor defending in that instance, and Danny Rule, you've got to think, he's not going to be happy with that whatsoever.
Another lesson, Gordon, as to why it's important to try and sort of trust the technology, if you like, because just in the eye test, we all thought it did look offside, but as soon as they draw the lines, it's actually not even that close. John Souter, the furthest player back for Rangers. Rangers are sixth in the Premiership and pointless in Europe for a reason. It's because both ends are broken at the moment, that they don't look a threat and they've been far too leaky. It's difficult. Danny, what was he going to do in 2 days? Suddenly make them, much more sound defensively? That would have been an ask, but it was a disappointing goal to lose.
Oh, terrible goal to lose. But Rangers, that's the story of Rangers since the start of the season. I think they're easy to score against. I've said for weeks and weeks now that people say, right, get a new manager in, these players are good players, get a tune out of them. I don't see that just now, even watching tonight. And I know that's nothing to do with the new manager, because he's hard.
But to be fair, look, we'll need to give that time to find out.
Yeah, but my initial, if you're asking me right now, I don't see the signs that I'm thinking, see if the manager gets him on the training ground, couple of weeks. It's the same mistakes every single time you watch
Dylan,
Rangers.
What is there anything notably different? Andrew saying they maybe did try and get it forward a bit quicker.
Yeah, I think early on they played a few long balls from Butland up to the big man, and to be fair, his first touch was all right, and then he just let himself down with the final pass. But they looked a little bit more direct. But once Brann managed to get their foot in the ball, the warning signs were there. The Rangers were trying to kind of sit off the game, and Brann were passing it about and finding the spare man and breaking the lines, and just thinking a couple of weeks ahead, if they do that against Celtic and you've got Callum McGregor and stuff dropping in and getting on the ball.
Well, you say that, but all we've done is slaughter Celtic for being inefficient.
I know.
I think this has got to be some game, Celtic Rangers. Two bad sides going in there, it'll be about five each.
Listen, we'll get to that. There's a good opportunity, Rangers fans. It's half time, so what have you made of that? What did you make of the first 45 minutes under Danny Rule? Give us a call right now and we will speak to you next.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Dylan McGeoch are here. Half time for Rangers, they trail by a goal to nil. Half time Aberdeen, 3-0, last I checked. And building up to kick off for Celtic, Darren is on the line. Darren, guess where Darren's from, Gordon?
Motherwell.
No, much better.
America.
The only place you like more than Motherwell. Where was your spiritual home in the summer? Where did you say you were going to move to?
Blackpool.
Cologne.
Oh, Cologne. No way. Seriously.
Blackpool. Darren,
I love Blackpool.
You'll know Cologne well. Some of the stuff that we fear this guy got up to in Cologne is not worth mentioning. Not a family show.
No, guys, I think we'll just keep that in a down low.
Do you live there, Darren, full time?
No, I actually stay about 40 minutes away from Cologne. But I mean, what do you mean, do I stay there full time? I don't stay there half the time.
I thought he was just on holiday. I thought he was just over for a couple of weeks.
Right, Darren, out. Listen, he's nervous because he's worried that people spotted him when he disappeared that night in Cologne. Anyway, give us your thoughts on it's the Rangers game you've on about, yeah?
Hi guys, how you all doing?
Good fans.
Been wanting to phone in for a long time. I've been living in Germany for over 10 years and I'll listen to you guys every single day, every single night. The game, I mean, there's a lot to criticise and I think criticising the players is very easy, but I think we can all see like where all the problems are, to be honest. Like, there's just no willingness to run like at all. Every player is 5 metres away from their opponent. I don't like criticising single players, but the big boy up front, Chermiti, I have nothing to do with his price tag, but he just looks so lazy. So lazy. And I don't think, it's nothing to do with a Rangers player, it's just a player in general. Like the willingness to run is just, it's just terrible to watch. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, Gordon, look, I think we all accept, even in our knee-jerk world, it was going to be hard for Danny Rule to implement anything major tactically. He's been there 2 days, right? No pre-season. They're not his players. What you were looking for maybe was a renewed energy or a renewed sort of mood. The bounce that they speak about, that thing that you can't quite put your finger on, but it maybe just looks a bit different. There's an increased enthusiasm even. Not really seen that either, have we?
No, and what you're saying is, it's happened to every club, every player, and Dylan will tell you, when a new manager comes in and you get the jersey, you're thinking, right, I'm going to hold on to this. And you go out there and you probably work harder than you've worked for the previous manager, i.e. why he's out of job. I've not seen that tonight. I think all eyes will be in Chermiti because of the price tag. He's got his starting tonight. He's got his start tonight. He's got a great chance. He's a lad that needs a goal, right? But my big problem is I think he'll need to borrow it off somebody because I don't know where it's coming from.
Dylan, you hear these cliches about just needing a goal and maybe if one goes in off him and that sort of stuff. But he's, yeah, again, Kevin Thelwell has gave a very detailed defence of the signing the other day and spoke about how he'll, you know, he'll go for big money and how his physical stats are better than Dominic Calvert-Lewin's, which is fine. Maybe they are, but Rangers fans just want to see a bit more from him at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, of course they want to see a lot more, especially after the 45 minutes we've just seen there as well. But I don't think it helps his cause coming out, and I get obviously you're trying to back him and try to back yourself and why you brought him to the club, but mentioning things about stats and Calvert-Lewin and boys that are playing week in, week out in the Premier League is irrelevant really. But yeah, they need to see a lot more, and I think obviously we talk about the new manager bounce, but everyone in that at Rangers training ground's got to feel like they're on trial. New manager comes in, I've been there myself, no matter if you've played every game up until then, that manager's first training session, it does feel like a trial. He's watching everything, he's probably got his assistant taking training and just watching from the side and just kind of feeling everyone out. So yeah, it's up to Rangers players to kind of show the manager that they deserve to be here. But right now, in the 45 minutes we've seen yet, it's lacking enthusiasm, they're running, and yeah, they've let this kind of home side control most of the game.
Do you feel that that won't change, Darren? I mean, Danny Rule's got the big, the fans have been serenading him with his name, he's been over, he's been, you know, they're trying to get behind him. Do you feel that even if he is a good coach and even if, you know, if he does have these attributes, that there's not enough there?
I think you can't really judge the guy after being in the door for a couple of hours, you know what I mean? But I think that a lot of the Rangers fans, they don't really care, to be honest, who's in charge. I think, like me personally, all I care about is turning on the telly and watching a Rangers team that actually look like they're trying to compete. Whereas this team, like, and I'm talking from the back right to the front, the bench, you can't criticise one player, you've got to criticise a team sport. It just looks lethargic, boring, like passive, just very... I mean, the goalkeeper from Bran, isn't it? I think that's the name, Bran. He's marching 30, 40 metres with a ball at his feet and everybody's just standing still. It's very lethargic and it just sucks the fun. I mean, the new coach is German, so if he needs help, then...
You're the man.
You can give me a call.
You're the man, Darren. That's a good point. the second half's underway, Gordon. No changes. That's not necessarily a huge surprise, is it? I know it's not been brilliant, but
no, I think he'll have a good chat with one or two. He'll ask for a little bit more, maybe tweak one or two things tactically, and then obviously if it's not going the way that he wants, he's got changes on the bench. It'll be interesting to see who's first substitution is.
Thank you very much to Darren from near Cologne calling for the first time. We'll do it again sometime, Darren.
Definitely, guys, definitely.
There we go. I should have actually said to him to not go into that wee coffee shop next to the train station, because that's the one that you put your bare feet in the table and made Shane, the video guy, put plasters on your bare toes.
I was struggling at
in
that
middle
time.
Of the day. Is Cologne also where you disappeared for that day?
I went to
me
see
and Mark
Pringle.
Wilson found you.
Remember
somewhere.
I went to see the Pringle.
Honestly, he disappeared for a day and I found him down this like and I'm not joking, right, down this like alley.
Oh brilliant.
No, I know that sounds like and that sounds worse than it is, because I don't know what he was doing, but there was this like
I was sightseeing.
So we didn't know where he was, right?
And taking then pictures.
The Scotland team hotel, and then the big team bus was parked in front of the hotel, and there was this little like alleyway down the side, and I genuinely was just walking. I was going to get some food before we did the show, and I looked and he was just down this alley. It's absolutely creepy, to say the least. Anyway, we've got a Celtic team from Gabriel. Any big changes?
Yeah, Gordon, well, the less said about Cologne, the better. Let's talk about football tonight. Two changes from the weekend. Alistair Johnston starts for the first time in over 2 months. He's in for Tony Ralston at right back. Arne Engel comes in for Yang, which means Benjamin Negrin pushes forward to the right wing. So it's Kasper Schmeichel in goal. Alistair Johnston, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Liam Scales and Kieran Tierney as a back four. Callum McGregor, Reo Hatate and Arne Engels in the middle. Benjamin Negrin and Seb Tunekti out wide. Kelechi Iheanacho leads the line. Substitutes Sinisalo, Trusty, Balakwisha, Yang, McCowan, Kenny, Bernardo, Soraki, Murray, Forrest, Donovan, Ralston. Two changes for the visitors, Sturmgratz, since that game against Rangers 3 weeks ago, Gordon. Keep an eye out for Tommy Horvat. He got a goal and assist against the Ibrox outfit that night. He starts tonight.
There used to be a time when the fullbacks, so it was the unfashionable position in the pitch, but I think the Celtic fans having Alistair Johnston back will be huge news for them.
Yeah, because I think one of the callers was talking about where's the goals going to come from, and in my mind I'm thinking, well, it's certainly not going to come down the right hand side, because Celtic are very poor there. Yang was played again against Dundee, chance after chance, he's not taking the chances, he's been very, very poor.
Is it time to admit Hugh Keevans was right 100%
about Yang? 100%. Chuggy, listen, he gets them right sometimes. I think he's bang on with this one. I don't think a lot of people will disagree with him. That's massive for Celtic tonight. Johnston gives them so much going down there. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, he might not get 90 minutes out of him, but at least it's a start for him.
You wonder if he would return tonight if Celtic were in a good place. Does that make sense? I've worded that very clumsily, but I'm sure he's fit. I'm sure it's fine, but they also really need him back just now, don't they?
Yeah, if Celtic were in a great place, I think you'd have seen him probably about 60, 70 minutes tonight and give him a little cameo. But obviously Brendan's went bold and he's put him in from the start, which is great. I love Alistair Johnston. I think he's one of them players that just wants to make things happen. We speak about this Rangers side not having the kind of ability to run up and down the pitch, enthusiasm. That's Alistair Johnston. That's his game. Gets the ball, passes it, wants to run forward and make things happen. So it's great to see him back.
And the issues that the right side of the attack, Gordon, continue where, because I know he's played there before and I know he's scored, but Brendan Rodgers has said before ideally he doesn't want to play Benjamin Negrin there.
Yeah.
So James Forrest's obviously been used, and Yang has been used, and Daizen Maeda I think started there against Motherwell. Balakwisha has been signed and doesn't look like a realistic option. They want to keep Tonetki on the left, so it's Benjamin Negrin's turn again. He's done it before, but it's back to him, if you like, to try the right
but
side.
You're right in what you said. Did he score two? Who was it? Was it Livingston who scored two goals in that position?
I think, though, one certainly came later in the game when he had moved in.
Okay. But I don't think, to be honest, he's been performing well in the middle of the park either. Yeah. I've got to say, I think he's a case of just get him in the team. He's probably the best option, because we touched on it. Forrest come on the other day there. James Forrest is a sub now for Celtic. He's been a brilliant servant for them. Yang's certainly not done that. Maeda's injured. So he's the best option for me. I think it's because he'll retain the ball a little bit better and probably give Johnson the opportunity to overlap and cause a bit of problems down the right-hand side.
And then a big night for Arnie Ingles, Dylan. I mean, this is, we spent all the last season talking about the £11 million. It now feels like he's so far out the team that we almost, like, you know, we've kind of stopped having that debate. This is a guy who maybe would have got allowances last season, and the fee wasn't his fault and all that stuff that you heard. But I think people certainly expected him to kick on this season.
Yeah, definitely expected him to kick on. I think there was question marks last year, but at the end of the day, he was still hitting good numbers. I know obviously a few of them were penalties and stuff, but he was coming up with assists and goals, and it's not his fault, the big price tag, but we just wanted to see a little bit more from him. And then you go into this season, he's found himself on the bench, coming on. Maybe, I think the games I've watched him, he's came on, he's trying too hard, which we've all been there as players. You come on and you're just trying to show something and show the manager, get a reaction, but you're forcing that pass, you're giving the ball away, and then you're trying to recover. And yeah, the better if he just settles down. And obviously he's a good player, you don't go for that price tag if you're not a good player.
Right, Celtic fans, what do you make of that starting 11? Is that what you would have done? Does that fix some of the issues, how hopeful or otherwise are you? Rangers still trailing by a goal to nil, 52 minutes on the clock, and it's time for us to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. You have to call before 7 o'clock if you fancy a crack at it. 0141 951 1025, and we'll try our very best to get you on next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Dylan McGeoch are here. Since we last spoke, it's got worse for Rangers. Gordon, Branagh 2-0 up. It was a set piece. And AAK Athens are 4 up on Aberdeen. Not a vintage night for Scottish clubs in Europe. In the end, the set piece comes off the Branagh attacker's shoulder rather than his head, but it's still way too simple from Danny Rule's perspective.
I think new manager standing there will be a bit concerned about how easy Rangers give up goals, Gordon. It's just a simple free kick. Nobody's doing their job. Yes, he does get a little bit of luck. Comes off his shoulder, but he's in acres of space. He's about 6 yards out. There's nobody marking him, nobody being tight to him. And all of a sudden, the home team, just after half-time, 2-0. It's a big ask now. Rangers have made that substitution. Moore's come on the right-hand side for Ant-Man, who offered absolute nothing, along with a lot of his teammates tonight, I've got to add. So Rangers certainly need a goal, and they need it quick.
Yeah, they look weak to me, Rangers, the whole night. The special set plays. You see the chance the first half when the boy hits Bottom in the header, and obviously the second goal there is a bit of luck came off his shoulder, but really he should bid it with his head. He's got a clear header in the middle of the goal, and yeah, Rangers, they look weak. And I said earlier about players being on kind of trial period with this new manager, he won't like what he's seen so far.
Give us your thoughts, Rangers fans, as this goes on. Rangers really could be doing with a response. Winning the game looks a long way off now. A point again probably still looks a fair distance away, but try and get something, try and end the game on a bit of a high. Still 30 minutes to go. Celtic fans, we just gave you the team. Alistair Johnston returns. How big a boost is that? Benjamin Nygren is going to play wide right. What do you make of that decision? And that means Arne Ingles comes back into the team. So some of those who have been under fire, Callum McGregor, Nicholas Raskin hits one over the bar. Mikey Moore arriving in the box. Some of those you've criticised, Celtic fans, that Schmeichel and Carter Vickers and McGregor and so on, they all stay in the team. So give us your thoughts on that lineup tonight, please. And we play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. Dylan McGeoch's never played before. He's done the show a couple of times, never had the coin.
Did you hear him, Gordon? Oh, I hope it's me.
Which one's involved?
He'll be like jelly, he'll go.
I've sat on the bench last few weeks.
He's got a great enthusiasm for the game.
Yeah, but when it comes up to it, he will buckle.
Well, guess what? I think you will as well. I think these questions are extremely difficult tonight.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I really do.
What's the record on passing question?
You can't pass them all, but I don't recommend it. I know you were a bit of a possession-based midfielder, but I don't recommend pass.
No.
You need to mix it up.
Penetrate.
In there. Well, if you say so. Just don't get Gordon Dale's thoughts on that one. Let's bring in Jake. Oh, this might fall perfectly for you, Dylan McGeoch, because Jake, your team is?
Habs.
Habs fan. Oh, here we go.
Bet you love that Dylan McGee up midfield.
Oh, I miss him in that midfield, definitely.
Tell the truth, Jake.
Oh, I miss it myself. I miss it myself. Good days.
What was it? What was the combination? You, Scott Allen, John McGinn.
There was a few different options. Pretty strong. Yeah, me, McGinn, Scott Allen, Marvin Bartley, a few others. Yeah,
Marvin Bartley.
Him in that bracket. Another ones we mentioned can play. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
For sake.
If we were going to sit behind the ball, Big Marv would get the shout.
Do you know what I loved the other day? Actually, it popped up. It was a. John McGinn, he scored a double at Celtic Park. Were you involved that day?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
And one's from quite. Are they both from outside the box?
Yeah,
actually?
Yeah, I think he shifted on his left and cut across.
So
it, yeah.
I guess Marvin gets the assist, but he just sort of bundles the ball and it just falls to John McGinn, who then smashes it in from like 30 yards. But anyway, apparently he's not well, and we're talking. We're talking ill of the big guy.
Is he?
Nah, he's
what's up with him?
Best wishes to the big man. Hope he's all
right. Right, Jake, have you ever played before?
No,
good.
No.
That's the way we like it. Could be the two debutants then, two high B debutants. If it's the blue side of the coin, it will be Dylan McGeoch. If it's the red side, it will be Gordon Diehl. Bit of a mixed bag for you recently. You're not in great form.
Yeah, I'm up and down all
You're
the
not
time.
Not in great form. Oh, Dylan, I'll need to wait. It's red again. It's Gordon Diehl up against Jake.
All the best, Jake.
Oh, lovely stuff. Can't wait to beat the Dazzler.
Okay. You've got to beat me first, Jake.
Told you they're tough. Anyway, give him something else to listen to, please. Nice and loud, Jake. 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can. Pass if you do not know the answer, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Cheers.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who are the last European team Celtic beat at home?
Pass.
Which Rangers player represents Norway?
Glasgow.
Aberdeen are playing in which country tonight?
Greece.
How many European finals have Dundee United reached?
One.
Who was last season's PFA Manager of the Year?
Brendan Rodgers.
Who are the only Championship team with co-managers?
Ross Downey.
Name the decade the Honda Civic is introduced and Celtic wrap up 9 in a row.
2019.
Right, can you hear us?
Back.
Good. Some tough questions in there.
Oh, come on then.
30 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Who were the last European team Celtic beat at home?
Oh, pass.
Which Rangers player represents Norway?
Asghar.
Aberdeen are playing in which country tonight?
Athens, Greece.
How many European finals have Dundee United reached?
Two.
Who was last season's PFA Manager of the Year?
John McGlynn.
Who are the only Championship team with co-managers?
Abroth.
Name the decade the Honda Civic is launched and Celtic wrap up 9 in a row.
80s.
John McGinn wears what number for Scotland?
7. Oh, it's on for Scotland. 7, is it? It's not 7. Is it 7?
You like burst my eardrum.
I think it might be 7.
Goodness sake.
Sorry, my apologies. Jake, I thought you were going to say Aston Villa.
How do you think it went, Jake?
That's 7 as well.
Exactly.
Jake, you've went quiet. Jake, you've went very quiet. How do you think it went? How do you think
we'll
it went,
see,
Jake?
We will see.
I'm a bit worried. I don't know about the. Are we doing a steward's inquiry on one of the questions?
I know what you're going to say. Greece.
Athens.
Shut up, Jake. Nobody's asking you.
Okay, I must admit, see, these types of questions, they've been my worst nightmare. The last European team Celtic beat at home. I mean, you hear the answer, Young Boys, last season. But, tough, very tough.
Did Jake get that?
He didn't. Telo Asgard represents Norway, so you both got it 1-1. Controversial shout coming in from the production booth.
How about they saying?
They want to give you it.
Thank you.
To be fair, I think you're quite quick.
I am surprised, Jake.
Yeah. Hold on, Jake. Let's see how the scores go just now.
I'm surprised at that. They've given them Athens, Greece is where Aberdeen are playing tonight. Fair enough. Right, okay. 2-2. How many European finals have Dundee United reached? It is 1, and Jake got it. 87,
well done, Jake.
Gothenburg. So Jake goes 1 in front. However, John McGlynn was the PFA Manager of the Year, not Brendan Rodgers. So Gordon Diehl equalises. The only Championship team with co-managers are Broth. So well done, Gordon Diehl. Got it. I think you sort of knew you'd got that one wrong, Jake, didn't you?
I know. As soon as I thought I knew it was John McGlynn because he folk it.
No, so, yeah, so I'm what are you, Jake. Where are you, one up, two up?
No, just one.
Just one up. Name the decade. The Honda Civic is launched and Celtic win nine in a row. That would be the 70s, because it would be the first nine in a row for Celtic and the Honda Civic. No, Jake went, not only did he ignore the question, he didn't give me a decade, he gave me a specific year, which was 2019.
Give you a garage, where do you get them?
2019, he's obviously been lulled in by the, well, to be fair, the nine in a row, I guess he was.
Oh, Jake, I'm not getting beat with this dumpling. Not a chance. I'm not getting beat with this dumpling. Not a chance.
The worst of it is, Jake, I was going to try and rob him of that Athens question, but I think the distance is too big anyway. It wouldn't make a difference because John McGinn, despite your panic, generally wears number seven for Scotland. No,
what did Jake say?
He didn't get that far.
Jake. Oh, what happened to that confidence, Jake, that you wanted to play me? Do you see where it got you, mate? It didn't get you a ball and it didn't get you a coin. End of story. I love it when you come on full of confidence. Your bubbles burst. Have a good night. Get yourself a wee cup of tea and a digestive. Night, night.
How important, Jake, let's be sincere for a minute. I don't know. He always starts off when he's quite good and he will like put them in their place. And then, what are you on about? The tea and the biscuits bit ruined that there.
No, just to sit down.
No, that took all the sting out of what you were saying.
You need a wee calm after the storm.
I thought that was nonsense,
Jake needs a wee reward, a wee cup of tea, a wee digestive. Oh, yeah, God, Jake.
Jake, is it safe to say that the results had kind of flattered to deceive for Hibs so far this season? Until the weekend, and maybe that's an important kind of springboard for you.
I mean, you look at it for the start, we've had a couple of results where we've been cruising. Tilly game, the Falkirk game, you're two up and you're getting pegged back to 2-2. I mean, it's slight margins, I suppose. I mean,
yeah.
The only way it'll get better. I know it'll get better, but you look at Hearts at the top of the league now, and I think they'll crumble.
Oh, he had to get that in there.
You think they'll crumble? At you crumbled tonight, Jake?
Are you sure, Jake? Though, so this is not bravado. As a Hibs fan, you're feeling fine. You're feeling comfortable. You think Hearts will mess this up?
Be even better if Celtic put three past him on Sunday. But
oh, he's turned into a big Celtic fan as well now. He's desperate. Love he's it. Getting desperate. Dylan, it felt like Hibs just had a lot of. I feel like they got a lot of good press at the start of the season. I think their performances in Europe were good. People noted the way they finished last season, and I've been impressed with the squad. But do you think that they needed that not only to win, but maybe do it convincingly at the weekend?
Yeah, they started strong, like the end of last year and the start of the season. Looks like Hibs and Hearts were really, really strong, and then they kind of dipped. I think they had a few bad results where they were a few goals up and managed to draw the game, and the fans were kind of not happy about that. But I think the game at Parkhead, that was a good kind of starting point for them. And then they go at the weekend and they put four past Livingston, which I think that'll be kind of the level where Dave Gray wants the players to be, especially when Hearts are so strong. So the fans will demand that they're up there challenging Hearts and at the top of the league, and especially everyone raving reviews with the Hearts team. They don't want to fall behind.
Just since we're talking about Hibs, it reminded me, I saw one of I'm going to say a really interesting stat, and I'm pretty sure people will be shouting at the radio saying that says more about you than it does us. That's not interesting, but we'll give it a go, right? Mm-hmm. The ever reliable and excellent Scotland's coefficient on Twitter put this up earlier. See that Cleagia goal the weekend that Hibs scored, right? So we've now played 49 league games in the league, right, this season in the Scottish Premiership. Did you know that is the only goal that's been scored in the first 10 minutes of a game?
That's a brilliant start.
The Scottish Premiership is sleepy.
No way.
This season, nobody's starting games fast.
Do you know, I'm not surprised with that.
49 games, one goal in the first 10 minutes.
We're usually sitting a Saturday waiting for something to happen. I know a lot of games are played on a Sunday as well, but yeah, I'm not surprised with that. It's a good start.
So to provide some context, he says in the first 10 minutes of the Championship, there's been 17, 12 in League 1, 11 in League 2. But that it took us until the weekend to get a goal in the first 10 minutes.
There must be something behind that. There must be. You think everyone's just got a little bit stronger and just
keep it tight. Keep it tight. First 15, lads.
Or they went more
possession
based.
Used to be first 20 in my day. Was it always 20 in your day? Keep it tight for first 20.
Yeah, it's getting longer now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll all sleep well tonight now that we've passed that on. But good research there, Jake. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
it wasn't
Jake.
To be
Cheers, boys. All the best.
Cheers, well done, Jake. Bye.
You're happy with that, aren't you?
Yeah, over the moon. Yeah. Especially when you said they were hard. I was panicking a little bit.
I think you needed that.
I did need that. I'm actually quite good until it comes to tiebreakers.
I just didn't even think Jake was that bad, but you've tucked him away.
Tiebreakers are killing me, Gordon. Absolutely killing me. Yeah. The countdown, I would not be good in countdown.
Anyway, 0141 951 1025. John is on the line. How are you, John?
Well, hi, Emma. You might come here and swim with me in Norway.
Are you calling from the game?
I'm calling you for a game.
Is it looking any better over? Is it looking any better over there than it is to us?
Any better? See, Tavernier, you might give me, first match in Glasgow at the airport. By the way, if this is the new Rangers, by the way, I'll tell you right now, and I'm sitting here with another 800 man, and it's fucking embarrassing.
They're very quiet. John, they're very quiet.
Well, you don't hear the crowd.
Can't you hear them? It's silence.
Aye, well, they're not very singing very much, are they? Because we're not.
You're about to bring on Cornelius and Danilo. That'll sort it, will it not?
Well, no, I won't sort it. Not the way we're playing. Look, you don't hear us all shouting the ball in.
What happened to the Danny Roll chant before the game?
Yeah. I know you were all chanting Danny Roll's name. Is that worn off?
This is my sister's birthday and I'm starting to hear watching.
Happy birthday, John.
Yeah. Thanks very much. The biggest load of garbage I've ever watched.
Is MD performing well for you, John?
No, they were worse than you, Gordon.
Oh, John, don't start on me. I'm having
it can't be
night.
That bad, surely.
I'm just one beat the pundit. I'm having a good night, mate.
You try to tell me. I'm telling you right now. I'm sorry you're in Norway.
I believe I can. I heard the ref's whistle a minute ago, so I actually do believe
nah,
him.
He's not. He's down the park. He's down a local park.
I think he's at the back of a pub somewhere.
John, where's it going wrong seriously tonight? What's not happening?
He's not changed nothing. You're getting back to me. Let's pass the ball back to me. Let's just pass the ball back to me. Don't go forward. Two full backs are no so narrow. He pulled two wingers, you know what I mean? Hey, honestly, this wee boy just lost the ball. You know you're the crowd. I'm not kidding you. This is quite funny, actually.
I believe you. I believe you. You keep saying... Oh, right, mm-hmm. It's been good, but what we'll do is we'll wish John happy birthday.
Yeah.
We'll send him on his way. Because it shows the commitment to us that he's going to call in here and give us his thoughts from the game.
This must be that bad that John decides, do you know what? I'm going to phone Super Scott.
Especially if I'm on.
That is brilliant, isn't it?
I like it. It shows great commitment from John. Happy birthday. It's a birthday to maybe not remember for the right reasons, but 60th birthday out in Norway. Rangers getting beat, and he's given us his thoughts.
Not happy, John.
Right, will we try and analyse that call seriously for a second? Ooh, that's a bit naughty on...
That looks like maybe red, is it?
Could be.
No, he's getting away with yellow.
Rangers player down, holding the ankle. Pedersen, I think, is going to get away with the yellow card. It's Miovski who's come on. So Rangers have made a number of changes now. Gordon alluded to it. Danilo is coming on with Derek Cornelius. Miovski was already on. I saw Conor Barron... terrible from the replay operator there, who just cut from that just as we were about to see the contact on Miovski's leg.
Gordon, who have they replaced? Sorry, because I've obviously been busy doing other. Who have they replaced, you know?
Do you know, it's a good question, because I've been also...
I know Ant-Man was the first substitution.
Looking at beat the pundit.
I know Asghar is now off.
I've seen Raskin still on, so it might be Rothwell maybe.
Yeah, I think that was one of them. So I can tell you right now, it is Asghar and Rothwell off, Antman off as well.
Right, okay.
All right.
Chermiti's still on the pitch.
Chermiti is indeed still on the pitch.
Well, he's doing great at hide and seek, because you cannot see. We're watching this goal again. See, the new manager will be sitting there thinking, I've got a big job in my hands.
He's 6 yards out and
it's so easy. It's so easy. Somebody has
Hold on. The camera's zooming in. There's the Rangers fans. Where's John?
Yeah.
Any of them look on the phone.
Any of them look 60. By the way, I'm not joking. I think that guy bottom left, who was very angry, might have been.
Was he?
He looked like a John, and he looked 60.
Right, here we go. Who's
he looked too happy to be John.
There you go.
That's true. Yeah, Giga has come off, although he was, I think he's been struggling.
Yeah, he looks
like he was clutching something. Derek Cornelius is going to slot in there into defence alongside John Souter. And Chermiti is now off, sorry. So Danilo on. Clean slate and all that. We don't see much of Danilo.
No, every time a new manager comes in, it's the same with Russell Martin in pre-season. Apparently, he seemed to be the lad that was going to lead the line. I know Dessers was in that situation where we didn't know if he was going to be at the club, and Danilo stepped up, and you're thinking, right, this is his big chance. All of a sudden, disappears.
Danilo seems like a thoroughly good guy, and he's had bad luck with injuries and so on.
Yeah.
But see what else we're banging on about Chermiti? Do you think that gets criticised enough? Danilo cost £6 million. Chermiti's been there for a couple of weeks. Danilo's been there for a couple of seasons. £6 million. You don't need me to tell you how numbers work. It's not much less than Chermiti was signed for.
I think they've got it totally wrong, full stop. Listen, you can maybe say, well, he wanted to leave. Their goal scorer was in the building. Dessers. He's proven it season after season. He was a top goal scorer last year. And you let him go and you spend, what, 4 million, Majowski? 8 yeah. to 10. Chermiti.
It looks terrible business, doesn't it, when you look back?
Horrendous.
Now.
Absolutely horrendous. Unless someone comes on and says to me, Dessers wanted to leave, he didn't want to play with Rangers, I think that's the worst bit of business I've seen.
Right, let's pause. Rangers fans, welcome more from the game if you so wish. If you want to give us a call, please do. If you're watching at home, how's the view from the couch or anywhere else? 01419511025. Also building up to kickoff at Celtic Park as well. So let's hear from you.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
I'm not saying it's our fault for taking breaks, but that's another one we've taken and returned to report that the Rangers situation has got worse. Gordon DL. It was one thing. Obviously, you can't expect miracles from Danny Rule after 2 days. I don't think the Rangers fans would even have been outraged at the suggestion they would lose tonight. But they would have been hoping for better than this. 82, it's now brand 3, Rangers 0. Brand are decent and they're fine. It's still worth bearing in mind that this is a team from, I think, the third in the Norwegian league. We need to have higher standards for our Scottish teams, no matter what's that, what position they find themselves in. It's a bad night for Rangers.
Yeah, it's a bad night for a new manager as well, but he'll certainly have learnt a lot. He'll have learnt a lot about his players, his defence, everything. He's put substitutions on there. Down the left-hand side, a simple ball in. The lad's got all the time, takes a touch. Nobody within yards of him and easily puts it by Jack Butlin. Game over, 3-0. Damage limitation. Could they get a goal just near the end to give them something? But I'll tell you what, the new manager now knows he's in for a massive job.
There's also that tangible bit, Dylan, where Andrew Kavanagh said the other day, they were obviously all asked about what they can salvage from this season, and he said, we've dug ourselves a big hole in the Premiership and we've dug a slightly smaller hole in Europe, but that's got big tonight. So I mean, that's going to be three games with no points. I'm not familiar enough with the format of this new Europa League to be certain that it's over, but I mean, that's a long road back.
Yeah, it's over. And they said a small hole. It's definitely a bigger hole tonight. But I think Rangers fans, I don't think the anger will be with the manager. As you said, he's only been in a few days, but it'll just highlight the fact that it's the players. They've no hiding place anymore. They've had a few different managers, majority of these players, and it's the same result. They look weak. The goals, they look simple. We see that how many goals the Rangers concede with the ball's down the left hand side, Rangers right hand side, and it's cut back and they're queuing up to finish. But yeah, I think the angle will be with the players and obviously the board as well.
Yeah, it's if you're hoping that it's better elsewhere, it's 5-0 to AEK Athens, and by all accounts could have been absolutely anything. So those of you who keep an eye and who are fans of the coefficient are having a miserable night, I am sure. Let's bring in Darren, who's in Airdrie. How's you? How are you, Darren? You all right?
Hi, mate.
What are you thinking?
No, it was somebody called in earlier about and said Callum McGregor's going to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. There's nowhere near Callum McGregor's past it. I think it's with the mentality of Celtic and probably the new players brought in, they're not up to it.
So you think that what the players round about them need to also be examined more than just Callum McGregor?
Well, absolutely, and I think the same with Brendan as well. The guy's an amazing manager, but he's done for Celtic, and that's it. I think with that, no, I don't want to be sack the board guy, but the board thing sort of, I don't,
yeah,
it's bringing a lot of people down that are high at Celtic, high regarded.
So what, you think the players are suffering as a result of it?
Absolutely, aye.
But do not always hear some, well, we often hear players don't take notice of these things. Why do you think that's affecting the players?
Well, I think in the first, that's how Ange did in the side, because he probably seen it coming.
Right.
But I think Brendan Rodgers, like, you can tell his man management is something different. It's something else. He's done it with even Liverpool.
Right, let's bring in the guys on the Callum McGregor point. Dylan, Darren wants to absolve the captain from a bit of the blame, and kind of blame the others round about him as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I said it a few weeks ago, if you remember, that I think a lot of Callum's work is kind of goes unnoticed, what he brings to the team. And I think if the boys ahead of him aren't firing all cylinders, then the pressure always comes on to him, and he's a captain and his legs have gone. And I think there's similar said about Scott Brown a few, like, the last few years into his kind of Celtic career, that his legs had gone, and then all of a sudden he was one of Celtic's best players for a couple of years in a row. So yeah, I think if Celtic can get it right up the park, middle to front, the job Cal McGregor does, people will be raving about him. But again, he can be better, but I don't think the blame's on him and his legs have gone. I don't buy it.
The thing about legs being gone, Gordon, or someone being done, is that that only becomes a possible argument to people in a certain age bracket, right? It's the state of the obvious. So Callum McGregor is 32 years of age. He has played a lot of football. So when his form drops, when he's not playing well, it then, and I'm not saying these people are wrong, but I'm talking about just the circumstances where that then becomes the easy go-to. He's done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas right now, Reo Hatate is every bit as bad, maybe worse, but no one will say he's done, because he's, you know what I mean, he's younger. Yeah. And I appreciate I'm stating the obvious here, but Callum McGregor, it's automatic that that's the accusation. He's done, he's finished, he's played too much, he's been flogged. Whereas what about Reo Hatate? Reo Hatate was so often that difference maker in Celtic's midfield, but there's not an easy finger of blame for him. You can't say he's done, so you just move it on to Callum McGregor.
Yeah, the only thing I'll argue against that is, I agree, I don't think Callum McGregor's past it, right? I just think he's off it. He's well off it. Now, you're right about, and so's the rest of the players, but the one thing that I look at is, you're talking about Hatate, brilliant midfield player, not playing at his best. He's been left out of the team. Callum McGregor never gets left out of the team. And that's where my argument is. Sometimes you have to just make big and brave decisions. Callum McGregor's not past it. Callum McGregor's a brilliant football player and will go on to play a lot of more important games and captain Celtics to probably more trophies as well. But right now, for me, if I was a manager, you're looking right, I've left out all the midfield players apart from Callum McGregor. He seems to be the one that survives every single game. I'm sorry, I think sometimes you've just got to make big decisions. And right now, it would be a big decision leaving a player of his quality out. But he's off it. He's not meriting being a number one pick every week.
Oh my goodness, it's 6-0 AEK. Jeez. Oh, goodness me. So it's an aggregate score of 9-0 against Scottish teams so far. And we've also got the Celtic fans telling us they're not looking forward to tonight either.
Good Thursday night for all.
Anybody else out there want to give us a call? My goodness. Anyway, Darren, do you think Celtic will win tonight? It's been so much kind of negativity going around.
I think the only positive is Alistair Johnson being back.
Think he can make a big difference?
I don't think it's going to be a difference, but I don't know.
Look, he improves your side. Let's not be kidding.
Well, that's that.
Yeah, he improves your side. He's a very good player, Alistair Johnson. And Celtic certainly need a bit of energy or something a little bit different down that right-hand side. So I think that's good news for Celtic tonight. Look, they've got the players, they've got the quality to you know, go and win the next two games. And everybody's looking at these next two fixtures as really important. Will Brendan Rodgers get the sack if they go and get beat tonight and get beat against Hearts? Celtic are capable of winning both games, but they need to up their game.
It's nearly done in Bergen, which I'm sure is good news for you Rangers fans. That's about all the good news I can offer you. Conor Barron does well to win it back there and try and launch something. But that touch from, was that Mikey Moore? Was maybe signs up, sums up Rangers night. I think it might actually have been Miovski, but it's 4 minutes added on. We'll get the full time picture very soon. 3-0 down. Let's bring in Matt, who's a Rangers fan. This can't have been good viewing, Matt.
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. Mikey Moore, you'd rather have Roger Moore than him. The big guy up front, I wouldn't give you 10 bob, never mind 10 million. The left back, where do I start? Jesus of Nazareth, couldn't you resurrect this Rangers team?
Wow.
I'm telling you, utter garbage. And plus, Tavernier, once again, I know Gordon loves that guy for some reason. Years ago, the sailors used to look out for the albatross for bad luck. In Rangers dressing room, wee sausage roll needs to look at number two, the albatross, is Tavernier. Seven managers he's seen away. That's one more than Russell Martin won games. Rangers are a shambles, a total shambles.
It took Dylan McGeoch a good 10 seconds to get the sausage roll one.
Yeah.
You're not pinning this on the manager, surely, at this stage, Matt. 90 minutes.
No, but come on. No, 90 minutes, but players are all got their smell back in their face. They won her. They've seen so many managers. It's the players that needs to take the rap, and the people who bought these players need to stand up. That centre forward is an insult to the centre forward union. My God, man. Gordon, you know you're a centre forward the same as me, son. The best centre forward that came out of Pollock, 64 goals in a season.
Oh, what are you, Matt? Who did you play for?
I remember this, Matt. I think you phoned in a couple of years ago and told us you were the best centre forward Pollock's ever seen. I remember.
Back up your ability, Matt. Well,
Matt,
done,
how
son.
Much would you cost now?
Well, me, I'm 64 now, son. About 30 bob, but years ago, about 12 million.
You got to give that Rangers team the new Matt.
In amongst the hilarity and Matt's thought it all out and the made sausage rolls and Jesus of Nazareth, we covered quite a lot of ground. Mm. He might not be far off on the way a lot of Rangers fans feel about some of the individuals, Gordon, and it's only 90 minutes and it's only the first game, but based on the evidence of it, Danny Rowe's got a big old job in his hands.
Yeah, massive. I've said it from the start of the season, I think they're a poor team. I think they're a poor squad. I think their recruitment's been horrendous. I know that people say, well, you've got to give them time. Totally take that on board. Unfortunately, the manager didn't get time, Russell Martin. Can't blame him tonight. It's the same mistakes, same situations. Defensively, they're all over the place. Up front, they're lacking something for me in the wide areas and through the middle. The two centre forwards just now ain't cutting it for me. In the middle of the park, you know, everybody was talking about Raskin. Oh, how important a player, and Russell Martin, and they sided with the player. He had one good game against Hibs and has offered nothing since.
It's quite a long list, Dylan, of guilty parties in the eyes of Matt. I feel like because of the fee and because of everything, Chirmiti's going to take a lot of this.
Yeah. I think obviously the fee that he comes in, the pressure right away, and obviously Dessers who scored goals and the fans couldn't wait to get rid of him. I thought it was harsh, but yeah, the fee that he's come in on, and then the games we've seen him, he doesn't look up to much. But for me, I'm interested in what Danny Rowe does with this team, because if he wants to go be a possession base and play good football, I don't think they've got it in them to do it. If they're going to be kind of hard to beat and sit behind the ball, I don't think they're strong enough to do it. So I really don't know what kind of style he's going to impose in this team to try get something out of them.
Everybody talks, Gordon, though, about, but we've become so obsessed with tactics and styles and systems, and it's good. It's good to have that level of analysis, but they don't run fast. They don't run hard. They're weak.
Gordon, you said the focus will go on the players and get the criticism. I don't believe that. I think the criticism should go to Kevin Thirlwell. He's been absolutely terrible since he came to Rangers.
Full time in Bergen, Andrew McLean. Not again. Give him the big build up, honestly. Big dramatic intro, and he can't speak to him. We'll get him in a second. I am sure it's just breaking up a little bit over there. Danny Rule deep in conversation with his opposite number as that one finishes. Go on, Gordon, just give us your final thoughts that the full-time whistle has now gone.
Yeah, everybody was looking forward to the new reign under the new manager. He made some big decisions tonight. They got what they deserved, Gordon. It was the same outcome. It was the same Rangers. There was nothing different. He made substitutions. He now knows he's got a massive job in his hands.
We'll try again, Andrew McLean.
Bran 3, Rangers 0, the full-time score in Norway. Danny Rule's first match as Rangers head coach ends in 1-2 forget, and it is a convincing defeat in Norway. I think many fans were expecting a renewed vigour and energy from this Rangers side at the beginning of a new era. Never really showed at all here in Bergen, and they now face a monumental task to get out of the knockouts, to get through to the knockout stages of the Europa League, as they now sit bottom out of all 36 teams in the league phase. When you actually look at the start of the game, Jack Butland had a couple of saves to make in that first half. First of all from Ulrik Mathisen's header, then a few minutes later when Bard Finn got a shot away from a tight angle. Rangers' only real effort in that first half was a tame Yusuf Chermiti header that he should have done better with. He had a poor game, in all honesty, but he wasn't the only one in a Rangers shirt that had a poor game tonight. 5 minutes before the break, Brand took the lead. It's not defending they'll want to see back either. It looked like James Tavernier was out of position when the ball got played through to Bard Finn. The ball was then squared across goal. Jaden Magoma was nowhere to be seen, and then it was Emil Kornvig who was arriving to tap the ball over the line. A pretty cheap second goal was conceded as well after the break. Very simple. Free kick into the box. Jacob Sorensen rose the highest to direct a header past Jack Butland. Rangers really not troubling the Brand goal at all in the second half, and the host third came 10 minutes from time. A cross from the left was deflected into the path of Noah Holm, who controlled it in the middle of the box and fired low past Jack Butland. If Danny Rowe wasn't aware of the task at hand before tonight, he'll definitely know all about it now. The fingers won't be pointed at him, but they certainly will be at the players who have failed to perform again. The full-time score in Bergen is Bran 3, Rangers 0.
Well, Rangers fans, I'm not sure your hopes would have been too high for tonight, given it's so early in the new head coach's reign, but even at that, that must have been a pretty tough watch for you. So let us know what you made of it, and we'll do the final build-up to kick off at Celtic Park as well.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
A miserable start to the night for Scottish clubs in Europe. Rangers have been beaten 3-0 away against Bran. It was 6 last I checked for Aberdeen. I've kind of lost count.
Are they still going?
That must be done now, unfortunately. And Celtic are not in a great place either, according to the Celtic fans heading into kickoff at Celtic Park. Let's get some, 6-0 that one finished in Athens. Let's get some immediate reaction to the Rangers game and result from George in Uddingston. George?
Hi there. I'd just like to say, what we watched on telly tonight isn't Glasgow Rangers. Glasgow Rangers, to me, is finished. This new ownership, Thelwell, Stewart, I haven't got a clue. Really haven't got a clue. I've supported Rangers for 40 odd years and generations before me, and I'll be honest, I'll be turning the grave watching this. Absolutely shocking. Not a single Rangers player that is playing there now would be in anywhere at title winning team. Not a single one of them. Mm-hmm. We've basically sold our club. We've sold it. It's gone.
How this much? Is the worst. Sorry, carry on.
This is the worst I've ever seen in my life. I'm completely disgusted. Absolutely disgusted.
How much worse was that than you expected tonight, George? Because look, we've said it before. I think everybody acknowledges head coach has been in 2 days. He wasn't going to make much difference. It's not a great team anyway, based on what we've seen this season. But that still felt particularly bad tonight, didn't it?
I'll be honest with you. I don't believe it. This isn't Rowe's fault. I'm supporting Rowe. But I honestly don't even know what to say. I'm quite emotional with how bad Rangers have done to me. Mm. Really, really emotional about how bad it is.
Why do you think that is?
I'll be honest with you, Scottish football try to get rid of us and try to, because of the whole tax situation, which we found out wasn't true. So it started from there, I'll be honest with you.
I get the feeling that that's a whole other show.
But
you can hear the emotion. George is pretty scunnered, Gordon. How bad was that? Because look, Rangers have had a lot of bad performances this season.
Yeah,
no one's pinning this on the new head coach.
I don't know why I'm surprised with this. I really don't. I just think this is the way Rangers are at this moment.
I don't know, that felt particularly bad.
I'll tell you a couple of things. Right, you're talking about the manager, and I totally agree with George. You don't put this on him, but the players know that this is his first job. This is his job now. He's been in for 2 days. I was expecting a bit more energy, a bit more effort, desire, commitment. That didn't happen.
That's what I'm saying. You've just said, why is anybody surprised? I think that's the bit people are surprised. They thought there would be a reaction.
I don't think the players know how to do it and how you can do it. Where I totally agree with George is Patrick Stewart, Kevin Thirlwell, the structure of this club, everybody wanted a structure. Rangers put it in. These two guys have failed miserably just now. Failed miserably.
Dylan, are you of the school of thought Gordon offers, like, you shouldn't be surprised, this is where Rangers are? Or was that still worse than you expected tonight?
No, I'm not surprised. I think this team's shown it over the amount of time that they've not got in them. When it going gets tough, they kind of just shelter in. And I think Russell Martin mentioned it as well, resort to type. But yeah, they look gutless. They don't look like they want to run. They want to play for the badge. And growing up in Glasgow, and I know how much it means to these supporters, that it's a lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? The minute you're born, this is what you're brought into, and you're watching your team. And a lot of people grow up in Walter Smith era and all the kind of good times with Rangers, but you're watching that, and then now you're getting dished up this, and the players don't look as if they're even trying. Like, you can have off nights and teams can get the better of you and whatever it is, but when you're watching your team and it's gutless, it's heartless, and no energy. It's just not a Rangers team that people are used to watching.
Is that the surprise? If there is a surprising bit, George, is that it? That looked just like, you know, as the guys have said, not a bit slow, a bit weak, just everything really.
I used to play Sunday football, and I'll be honest, we show more than Sunday football than what the Glasgow Rangers do.
My big thing is quite simple, right? You can look at the players, and players have got to take responsibility. I don't think half the players should be in that club. I don't think they're good enough to play for the club. I don't think they're good enough to take the club where they want to be. So you've got to look at who is the recruitment, who brought these players in. Now, you look at centre forward tonight starting £8 to £10 million. Come on, ask yourself a question. What is that all about? You've got guys that are in there that they're not fit to play for a football club. And if Rangers want to go forward as a club, and George will not be alone here tonight in his feelings, that's not the way you're going to do it.
Well, I'm not always a fan of lumping all this together. I think they're all separate cases. But to make it concise, it's been a terrible night for Scottish football in Europe so far. And Celtic need to go and try and do better when they kick off in a few minutes' time. Let's check in for one final time with Gabriel, who's at Celtic Park.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with the Clubhouse Princes Square, tap room and home of live sport in Glasgow.
Gabriel, first of all, what kind of crowd are we looking at? I know it's a bit of a boring question sometimes, but what's the appetite for this like amongst the Celtic fans?
Yeah, Gordon, still plenty of empty seats in the home end. It's, you know, it's getting closer to full capacity, and especially on these European nights, it can take fans a while to come in, but it's not a sellout. Fans here not in their typical excited mood for a European game. Of course, it's the Europa League, it's not the Champions League, but you can hear "You'll Never Walk Alone" ringing around now, Gordon. The scarves are in the air, and the Celtic fans will be up for this, you'd imagine, and they're desperate for 3 points. Brendan Rodgers branded it a must-win for so many reasons. They've only won one of their last five. They've only got 1 point in the Europa League. They're conceding too many goals. Callum McGregor said they're far too easy to play against, and there is, of course, the looming spectre of the growing discontent off the park. They need this. Two changes with Johnston back after 2 months out, and Arne Engels into the midfield as well. So it's Schmeichel in goal. Johnston, Carter Vickers, Scales and Tierney at the back. McGregor, Hatate and Engels in the middle. Negrin, Iheanacho and Tuneti up top, Gordon. As you say, it's not a classic European night at Celtic Park in terms of the fans, but they will hope that the players can deliver on the pitch and get their first win in Europe this season. Kick-off about 5 minutes away.
Well, dismal night so far. Can Celtic salvage this for themselves and for Scottish football tonight?
I honestly don't know. I'll tell you what, I'm sitting the fence draw.
Oh jeez, that doesn't fill me with much optimism, Dylan.
I'll go for a Celtic win. Getting my good starting point for the weekend.
Right, we will see. A terrible night so far, Rangers fans. That is not the start you hope for under Danny Rule. Even worse for Aberdeen. Let's see what Celtic can come up with, and whatever they do come up with, we will reflect on it all tomorrow. If this goes wrong for Celtic tonight, added to what we've just seen, I don't think we're going to be able to contain Hugh Keevans tomorrow. I'm actually fearing for him at this stage. So 6 o'clock tomorrow, we'll see you here, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday if you can.